Hi guys, welcome back to another episode. I'm so happy to record this because it's something that I live with. It's something that keeps on disturbing my mind. Thank you to everyone who corrected me, who listened to my previous episode. I am so grateful. Yes, and I got a sponsorship, which I'm so happy. That is so good because, you know, like getting a sponsorship after one day of podcasting, it ain't easy. It doesn't even work like that. But because I got over 170 listeners, that is so great and I'm so happy. As a child, fat was the first word people used to describe me, which didn't offend me until I found out it was supposed to. I look at myself every day and try to convince myself that I'm okay, that I'm fine with my body. I'll smile with you, I'll laugh with you, but deep inside, girl, I admire you, your body, and I wish I could be you, the thick, thin you. I admire seeing clothes fit you when we shop together. You get to get out with a lot of clothes when I tend to get out with only one top. For years, I've been struggling to see anything other than something that should be hidden in the mirror. I look at myself every day in the mirror when I'm changing. I look at my imperfections and I cry sometimes. Najicheki lakini, yes, najipenda lakini tena sifurahi. Surrounded by thin bodies on screens and covers down the streets and even on the clothing racks, but I feel like I don't fit in. No, don't feel sorry for me, by the way. Don't make me question myself. I've tried diets found on the internet. I've tried the healthy living. I still do the healthy living. But no, there is no outcome. I love the feeling of drinking water on an empty stomach. It makes me feel like, hey, Kimmy, you're getting thin. You're getting there. I go to Mtumba more oftenly just to fit some clothes, but I end up buying for my sisters. Like, how does happiness work for me when I do that? Every day I struggle to find clothes that won't make me look thicker and assume that everything will be all right. That's my everyday struggle, by the way, guys. That is what depresses me. Like, it pushes me away. You'll find I'll wake up in the morning, I'll make my bed, I'll make my room to be super clean. I go to take a shower and come back and do all the necessary. And when I'm wearing what I had planned, I go to look at myself in the mirror and I'm like, no, this one is showing my tummy. No, this one is making me to look fat. So by the time I'm leaving my room, it will be clothes everywhere. Clothes everywhere. And even when I tend to like get out of the house with the one that I feel I'm better, I get so insecure with my body. I get so insecure with my hands. Now, if I could be told to wish for something that would come true, I'd say to be slim, because yo, who doesn't want to be slim? Who doesn't want to be thick slim? Who doesn't want to have a perfect booty? Who doesn't want to be Natalie Tewa? You might say you, but girl, when you go to Instagram and check out her pics, you're like, damn, that girl is perfect. Most of my friends tell me that my body is just fine, but is it? Do they lie? Do they just tell me to smile and be happy because they are just my friends? I've gone to the gym so many times and tend to give up along the way because I am tired. I am freaking tired. I am so tired. I get exhausted. Personally, I'll walk. And when I reach at home, I'll feel so good about myself because at the end of the day, I'm like, yo, Kimi, umejaribu sana. Umetembea. Umetembea sana. Now, I'm not saying that I'm too fat. I'm not saying that I'm too thick because there are other ones that struggle. Everybody has their own imperfections. Everybody is insecure about their body. Everybody, some would want to gain weight. Then I ask my friends, why do you want to gain weight? You are slim, girl. You are slim. Why do you want to gain weight when I'm trying to lose mine? Really? But that won't join me. That doesn't define who I am. Double chin, thick thighs, big tummy, stretch marks. That's what you guys like. But do I like that? Damn, all that. All that is beautiful. Seriously, all that is beautiful. But maybe the problem is me. Maybe it's me and my delusions. Maybe it's me and my deep thoughts. We are obsessed with body size. Too obsessed, actually. Too obsessed that you try each and every single way to either gain weight or to lose weight. We go an extra mile. Life doesn't work that way. Realize your own truth. Realize your goals. That's all that matters. Happiness is just a forward letter. Today things are different, totally different than way back. I have learned to love myself. I'm okay with my curves. I'm okay with not fitting a standard. I'm okay to be thick. I'm so okay. But why am I talking about this? It's because of me. It's because I struggle with my thickness. Many of you might not want to listen to this, but it's so realistic. Right now, I keep on saying I'm recording in my room, but I'm not. I'm recording this while looking at myself at the mirror. I'm one emotional chick. And trust you me, this is the 10th recording I'm taking. Because at the middle of taking this, I find myself crying. I look back and I still look at myself and I'm like, girl, you're thick. You are thick. But it's okay to be thick. The mirror doesn't describe you. It doesn't. It's the beauty that tells who you are. It's you to just say that you are beautiful just the way you are. Either slim, either fat, either thick, either ugly, either beautiful. You just need to appreciate yourself. You just need to love yourself. And you just need to express how you feel about yourself. I don't feel like ending this episode for real. I don't. Because it's something I'm struggling with. It's something that I'm battling with. It's something that, it's so imperfect. But it's okay. It's okay. It's all right. It's fine. I'll keep on saying I'm fine. I'll keep on saying I'm okay. I'll keep on saying I'm good. But trust me, I'm not. Sometimes I am. Sometimes I'm not, like right now. But it's fine. So thanks, guys, for listening to this. It's shorter than the first one. I just felt like releasing this, and I feel so much better. I feel so good that I've talked about this by recording. I feel like, you know, I'm talking to all of you. So, ni kama tu mnanisikia, and that's the best thing about it, to be listened to. Kusikilizwa yani. Yeah, that's the best part of it all. So y'all, this is not a sad thing. Yes, it's not a sad thing. But thank you so much. I appreciate totally. So bye, guys. Catch you in the next episode on Tuesday. Bye-bye.